We're glad that you're back with us for another 52 minutes and the idea that all time is going on all the time. The attention that I want to give to you, because we're in this fabric of the idea of a complete alternative, is to share with you the experience of joy that you cannot not be feeling in your simple notion of escaping from your own concepts. You are being bound in space-time by the idea you have about yourself, because the idea you have about yourself as that human being is what space-time is. Space is the occupation you employ utilizing projections from your conceptual mind to justify separation from the entirety of your creative source. Now, let's presume that you're going to operate with me at the idea of the speed of light. You've been willing basically to accept from me the idea that nothing is outside of you. So what appears to be out there within time, you have put out there, even though at the time it comes back to you as an effect of your putting it there, it does not seem to be true. Okay? Say to me, a quick forgetting. Yeah. You become so, this is a little quantum physics for you. You're so accustomed to believing that there's something outside of you that in the procedure of your correspondence with me, you even believe I'm outside of you, which is impossible. If you enter into an arrangement of sequential time, you will believe that other bodies are formulating in aging and sickening conditions within a reference of space-time that is not a part of you. But your entrance into it is a demonstration that what you see in the figures out there are being born, aging, and dying, because they're in a scenario of coming into time within this continuum and dying. All right? What is each one of them representing? Each one of them in his time episode is representing this space. This can be very valuable to you if you'd like it to be. Would you like to share with me the idea that Jesus has within his Aramaic mind that there's actually no distance between the action in your mind and the ideas that you have about yourself? One of the great dilemmas of translating the New Testament from Aramaic, which actually precludes Sanskrit, is a determination in the Aramaic language, which is probably as ancient as any correspondence of mind and space is. There's really no distinction between the thoughts you have about yourself. Can you hear this? Jesus wanted me to do this. And the results you're getting out there. Do you see that? So the action of your mind in his teaching to you is, of course, you're going to be responsible for what you see. And if you are responsible for what you see as the cause of it, you're going to have to share with your enemy the peace that you find in your correspondence. You ready? That's not what he says. I don't know where you're hearing this, and I don't care. I was asked to teach I'm teaching Sermon on the Mount, all right? So you're faced with the idea that I'm saying to you, you've got to forgive your enemy, okay? You've got to practice the idea, your enemy who you hate, you're going to have to forgive. Nonsense. That's not what Jesus says in Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to digress just for 5 minutes. Obviously, I'm teaching New Testament. I'm teaching you the idea of the power of you to heal the sick and raise the dead based on the New Testament. Of course, the Course in Miracles. How is it done? Forgiveness, love, and understanding. The dilemma that I experienced when I was a human being was the idea I had to forgive my enemy, because I knew it was impossible. And so do you. So you practice the endless idea that you must forgive the projections of your mind, believing that they're separate from you and can attack you. If they are separate from you, forgiveness is impossible. Here's the mistranslation that occurs in Aramaic and was corrected by the Aramaic Society of Jesus. Listen to this. So the whole problem that you have about this is the use of the word love in Sermon on the Mount. Love your enemy. Here, let's try it. Listen. Another unique symbol in Aramaic is kubba. Everybody say kubba to me. Kubba. The love we are told to have for our enemies in Matthew 5:44. The concept to be cued by kubba did not exist in Western thought until psychological advances uncovered what? The controlling force of a set of mind. Are you listening? This love, kubba, is an attitude, a mindset, which includes the desire for unconditional affection for the other and the cue control set, which causes what is good about another to be perceived, causes that which is fair and just in the circumstance to come to the mind, and causes perception of the wholesome desires and objectives of the other. Listen, here's the problem that you have. Being only a mindset or attitude, kubba, does not include reasoning, judgment, or action. Only the controlling sets which, if sufficiently maintained, fill memory with wholesome information and ultimately produce the unconditional love for neighbor and God upon which all the law hangs. It is helpful to distinguish the love designated by kubba from the love indicated by the word rachma. Rachma is the love for God and man on which all the law hangs, but it is not the law. It is the love for others which produces being love. While it involves from kubba and cannot be developed without kubba, mindset love, the love represented by rachma includes what? Reason, thought, judgment, and behavior. If one is successful in maintaining kubba for all men, rachma, or unconditional love for all others, cannot not develop. If one maintains mindset love, kubba, for others at all times, he will achieve unconditional judgmental and behavior love, rachma, for them, as his motivations for such achievement will be continuous, not in time, listen, continuous, and his cue controls will fill his memory, perception, reason, and judgment with what is good and lovable about the other until unconditional love is established. Is that all right? Here's what I'm offering you. First of all, if you have ideas about conceptual association of yourself, rachma, we gotta love one another. Why would you have to study what your love relationship is? The truth of the matter is you can't love your enemy if he's outside of you. The answer to the particulars of our mind is that he's not outside of you. Now we begin the practice of recognizing that our enemy is only in our own mind. We are literally being attacked by our own thoughts. Now, we represent ourselves in space-time objectively as an association of the separation of our minds. Obviously, we practice rachma in the idea that we can come together to fulfill the wishes of the retention of separation. The reason we do that is because that's what we are. I'm getting a little excited here. I think you're hearing me. I think for a moment you heard that when Jesus says forgive your enemy, he's not talking about your enemy out there. He's talking about a continuing examination of the emotional involvement with you, with yourself, since very simply there isn't anything out there. What you see out there is a picture of the conflict that you are experiencing in your own mind. All right? Now, what I'm offering you is only what? Say, I think you're offering me your kubba. Say that. Yeah. See? My solution wasn't out there. So I began to look inside of myself, and I became more and more fearful at that moment that the solution was not really out there. And the more fearful I became, the more determined I was to believe it was still out there. That's the present condition of this continuum of time. It's an entirety of objective fear without the fundamental admission of the causation. The cause of fear is only in your own mind. You are literally being attacked by your own thoughts. If this is true in the continuum of time, the solution is where? Say to me, in my mind. Yeah. Yeah, it's in your mind. What I am offering you is a mindful realization of the love of God, not connected to your conceptual idea about yourself. I think you heard it. This is the same idea as the organization in space-time of dark energy containing potential cannot reflect the entirety of love because it's a demonstration of the conflict found in separation. You see this? Hello, how are you? Fine. Watch what happens here. This knows who it is, and it wants to love the guy out here, but it can't because they're separate. In between them, we call this the Holy Spirit, cannot be Cuba, or the love that everything in the universe shares with everything else. I didn't mean to represent that. Probably should have gone like that. You'd got more out of it. Hello, see, did you see that? So we have a tendency to demonstrate to ourselves the idea that we can come together in wholeness. But remember, if this finger says to this one, oh, I see you've got arthritis. You want to do that? Here's a whole guy, you don't have it, but you see that the guy out there has it. In your acknowledgement that he is suffering from arthritis, in your mind is your acknowledgement of his suffering. Watch what happens. Boop! What happened? The association between you became whole in the idea that no one really suffers. Come here. Come on here. Watch what happens here. Now, I've got arthritis. I've stayed with arthritis because in the converting nature of yourself, you increase cellular response that may momentarily cause you a little pain. It's the idea that you brought the pain into your mind and it increases just for a moment, but your determination to turn the pain over to the reality of the power of God to heal immediately eliminates it. So you don't have to manipulate it out in time. Listen. The question cannot not arise concerning what we term physical healing, okay? The idea that it's actually possible in an instant for what was arthritic, and I'm just showing you that, suddenly in a new bright association of time is simply well. We call that miracle healing. Why? Any moment, all of the light, all of the Kuba, all of the love, all of the wholeness, out of the joy, is actually available to us. Are you ready? It's what life is. Life is eternal happiness, and you are a whole part of that. If you can locate the source of the conflict as being within your own mind, you can see that you only have one problem, and it's your idea that you are separate from the Kuba of universal mind. Now your need to rachma, your need to love the things that appear to be separate from you, are your demonstrations in space-time that replicate eternal love. The exact difference between rachma, or the idea of love in time, and eternal love, is that if you remain within an idea about yourself, separate from what everything is, you will be temporal. And if you're temporal, you'll get old and die. And the acknowledgement of your necessity to die is why you're here. Do you want to see this with me? The idea that you have about death in your mind is an association of your body form in the illusion of the idea in space-time of a containment separate from what everything is in creative reality. It manifests itself as ideas about the body. The fundamental admission of you that the power to change your mind gives you the power to recognize yourself is the power that I'm offering you. What's the fundamental emotional involvement? You're afraid. You're holding a grievance within your own mind. Okay? You're attacking yourself within your own idea about yourself because somebody is to blame for all of the problems that you're having. Okay? You see this? That arthritis is nothing but revenge being taken out on yourself in order to demonstrate that you can get sick instead of being whole. I didn't want to go that far with that, but I want you to see it with me, okay? Sickness is an attack contained within your own mind on the idea that you're whole and perfect. I don't need to have you accept it conceptually. I want to give you assurance within our factor of healing that it's true. And part of the procedure will be to shorten your sequential idea about yourself so that you can bring everything that went before and everything that you plan to exercise within your future idea of yourself into a continuum of time that is transformative by the nature of the power of our sharing of the solution. Can you see this with me? What has been given you? Listen. What has been given you? The knowledge that you are a mind, in mind, and purely mind, sinless forever, wholly unafraid. What? You were created out of love. Nor have you left your source, remaining as you were created. Listen, this was given you as knowledge which you can't lose. It was given as well to every living thing, for by that knowledge only does it live. I'm back with you for a minute. The knowledge that you're whole and perfect is what the universe is. You were given it by your creative source, and you can't lose it. Okay? That's not where your problem lies. Can you see that? You are going to be whole and perfect whether you like it or not. Listen. You received all of this. No one who walks the world but has received it. It's not this knowledge which you give, for that is what creation gave. All of this cannot be learned. What happens? The revelation that the Father and the Son are one will come in time to every mind. Okay? That's inevitable because it's a sharing of the experience that I am offering you in the certainty of the unreality of time. Okay? If it's true that time lasted just for a moment in your mind with no effect upon eternity, and I'm telling you that it is, the time when you will reach that discovery is upon you. Where's the problem? In predestination. The idea that you can find the solution in the future, which you are predestined to discover within your own concepts, is going to take you a very long time. Why? You are a fundamental denier within your own concepts of the immediacy of the availability of the solution. Listen, it isn't that you haven't had a lot of experiences of joy and happiness. It's that you've remained tracking within your own idea of yourself in order to justify the accumulative effort that you make to keep from seeing here and now. Listen to this. Yet is that time determined by the mind itself, not taught? Listen, time is set. The time of your revelation is set. It appears to be quite arbitrary. Yet there is no step along the road that anyone takes but by chance. Why? It's impossible that it already hasn't been taken by him, although he has not yet embarked on it. For time but seems to go in one direction. Look, we but undertake a journey that is over. yet it seems to have a future still unknown to us. Let me show you if I can demonstrate that to you. I've got an idea of heaven and I'm going to leave here. It's impossible that you didn't. So the time for the revelation that you are whole and contained is a whole part of your nature of the idea that you're separate. And I'm talking to you. Stop trying to objectify it. You listen to me now. This is what we call an advanced teacher. I'm offering you the solution within your own mind in space-time because the solution is in your own mind. Are you ready? What did we just read? The time has been set already. Obviously, it's impossible to do anything except what you have decided to do within your own mind. You are occupied in your body with decisions that you have made about the accomplishments that you want within your own time frame. You see that? You're preoccupied with solutions that bind you to the hovel of the idea of the limitations you impose on yourself in order to justify the occupation of the illusion of the human being, of the conceptual self. So the acknowledgement that it's impossible that anything is happening except by your decision is valuable to you. It's a simple indication that every step that you take has actually already been taken. And your decision not to take that step is what salvation is. Try it once more. Okay, if there's a lapse between the idea of your decision to make it and what occurs, you will cover an instant of a decision that was made for you to leave time. Can you see that with me? Let's complete that paragraph. Listen. Time is a trick. It's a sleight of hand. It's a vast illusion in which figures come and go as if by magic. Are you listening? Yet there is a plan behind appearances that cannot change. Why? The script is written. When experience will come to end your doubting has been set. Why? We but see the journey from the point at which it ended, looking back on it, imagining that we make it once again, reviewing mentally what has gone before. Okay? Here's my offering to you within our memory patterns. The idea that we are separate and live in a separate world in a body containment is in each one of our minds. All right? So the idea that the solution rests in your mind individually, and I'm speaking to all human beings, obviously, I have no concern about your conceptual justification or verification of yourself, but it's already over. So the idea that you're reliving within a fabric of space-time, okay, time and space that is already over, is very valuable to you. What will be the requirement? If you stay in a constancy in time, that an alternative is available to you, not based on the sequentiality of time, you'll live here and now. Say that to me, I want to live here and now. Good. So when you got up this morning and you said, I'm going to put on this old guy's video, or I'm going to go and get together with a group that says the solution can be found through sharing unconditional love, or I'm going to go with a spiritual mind that's offering me a healing from all of this conditional idea that I'm separate from wholeness, is a part and parcel of the experience that I'm having in its entirety. The idea that time is a sleight of hand is interesting because everyone, peoples his own mind with ideas about himself. But the person that he's meeting has already entered into a frame that resists the idea of the wholeness of the correspondence. What I'm going to do is talk to you in the next half hour, the half hour is left. I'm going to show you how by changing your mind in a particular sense, can you hear this? Everyone that you're meeting in space-time is offering you the entirety of the solution. Because it's impossible if we have come back into time, although we may have forgotten momentarily in the fabric of the idea of who we are, that we are not conscious of a continuing condition at the moment of terror, when the Big Bang occurred, in space-time, when the entirety of the solution was there and did occur. Okay, that's what we're saying to each other right now. How are you doing out there? Shall we share a moment of being in conflict with each other, hitting each other and separating? Or should we stand for just a moment with the idea that we can share a complete alternative within this light factor? Why? The complete alternative, the miracle, is going on all around you right now in dramatic demonstrations of happiness, not based on your concept. Say to me, I can be happy for no reason at all. Yeah. We'll be back in a second. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think. Will you say it with me? God bless us, everyone. So I'm back with you for this final 27 minutes of the totality of all the time you intend to be here. If what I'm telling you is true, and I assure you that it is, you will begin to laugh at the idea that you were locked in the bondage of time based on a decision that you have made. What am I offering you? Okay. I'm offering you the truth of a revision of what we are. All right? The revelation that you are one with God must occur to everybody, because it occurred to me through Jesus, who had the revelatory experience, went through a resurrection, and is back in heaven. We'd agreed that the time is not set by your conceptual idea, which is another way of saying it's available to you right here and now, based very simply on your request for it. If the power of your mind to want the peace of God, okay, is what you are in your own association, all you really have to do is say, I've had enough of this within my own concepts. I'm tired of this. I want to go home. Would you like to go home at this time and place? It's available to you right here and now within this association. Now, I can offer you the experience based on my mind, but the experience is yours, okay, and then can be shared in the continuum. Listen. A teacher does not give experience. Why? He didn't learn it. It revealed itself to him at its appointed time. That's what happened to me. I'm going around, I've discovered through turning my will over to God, I found a lot of peace. So I began to serve and give out the idea that through God's will, I found peace in the miracle of discovery of myself. That was accumulative in my own mind until I reached a revelatory reassociation of myself, which I offer to you. The problem is, I can only offer it by our ideas about ourself, and the experience of your own resurrection is required. That's what this says. Listen. But vision is his gift. Why? This he can give directly, for Christ's knowledge is not lost. Because he has a vision, he can give it to anyone who asks. Why? The Father's will and His are joined in knowledge. Listen, yet there is a vision which the Holy Spirit sees, because the mind of Christ belongs to it too. Christ's vision has one law. It does not look upon a body and mistake it for the Son whom God created. What does it do? It beholds a light beyond the body. What? An idea beyond what can be touched, a purity undimmed by error and pitiful mistakes and fearful thoughts of guilt from dreams of sin. It sees no separation, and it looks on everyone and on every circumstances and all happenings and all events without the slightest fading of the light that it sees. Shall we try that together? Let's look at it this way. Since the beginning of this video, in a decision that this is the time and place where it's going to occur, and you did make that decision, why? I'm speaking to you directly now, whoever you are, with no concern except that you're a human being. It's impossible we have not come back in time together to find and establish a communication that was previously not available in this continuum. The offering I'm giving you at this time and place is your responsibility in your own mind for the assumption of the function for which you're here. The joy and happiness that you're going to experience with me in just a moment is, a reason for being in time. Look, see how your body began to get well in the idea of a solution, a goal that you can reach that's not connected to the body. It's the idea that at the moment that you didn't sequence time, you saw the ability to transcend the notion that you were actually separate and down in pain and death. Here, if you're watching this video, and you are, I'm telling you that the only possible reason for you to be in time is to escape it and to practice the certainty that you already have escaped in order to verify that indeed you have. Okay? Say to me, this world was over a long time ago. Yeah. It doesn't seem that way to you, does it? Yet I'm present in your condition telling you that it's already over. Let's look at it from the text of the Course just for a second. So the whole idea that you're dreaming within the illusion of yourself is what this offering is. How willing are you to escape effects of all the dreams the world has ever had? Is it your wish to let no dreams appear to be the cause of what it is that you do? Then let us merely look upon the dream's beginning, for the part you see is but the second part, whose cause lies in the first. Listen, no one asleep and dreaming in the world remembers his attack about himself. No one believes there really was a time when he knew nothing of a body and could never have conceived this world as real. He would have seen at once that these ideas are one illusion, too ridiculous for anything but to be laughed away. How serious they now appear to be, and no one can remember when they would have met with laughter and with disbelief. Are you listening? We can remember this if we but look directly at their cause, and we will see the grounds for laughter, not the need for fear. Okay? Now, I'm going to talk to you conceptually, and I'll reason with you just for a moment about how you have constructed yourself in your own dream in order to keep from the responsibility that you have in your own mind to save the world. Fundamentally, what are we admitting? You're the cause of the world. Okay? There isn't anything out there. You're in a dream of your own association with yourself, peopling this world with ideas that confirm the idea that you're separate. It's impossible at this time and place that not available to you is a wholeness of love and joy through forgiveness of the conflict that will lead us in a moment of realization to the place where we came from, to a place, we call this the second part of the dream. You came here, you were here, and you're leaving. Share that with me. Are you here now? Are you listening to me in your time frame? It's time to leave. It's time to leave. What am I? I'm a figure within your own dream, within your own mind, telling you that your time is up. Now, obviously, if you already knew that your time had been up and came back in time, you will retain in you the idea that you're just here in the service of the converting of the nature of the dark form or where the conflict lies. Just for a moment you forgot. You are in a condition of being momentarily separate from where the entirety of the solution lies. In this space-time, through your allowance for an alternative, I'm going to adjust you in the fabric of the light energy of time. The light will come into your mind. Well, you say, oh, now I know why I'm here. I'm here to offer to the world the certainty of what I discovered within my own mind. Okay? Where does the power of decision lie? In you. Say that to me. It's in me. I know I'm threatening you a little bit. I want to threaten you with the idea that all of the occupation you have in the idea about yourself are going nowhere. You know why? They have nowhere to go. Why do they have nowhere to go? They're already over. Okay, you but repeat again and again a moment in time that lasted but that moment. So you're circling a galactic spiral galaxy. You keep coming back to the same spot where you started, but you're fearful of standing for a moment because your time will collapse. And then all the power of the dark form, the energy, will be available to you, and you'll say to me, I'm going to spring into heaven. What does Jesus say? Everyone that ascends up to heaven came down from heaven. Even the Son of Man, who is already in heaven. What's his other story? What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, because heaven and earth are actually simultaneous within the entire association of time. Just a little bit more about how you're flexing back and forth now between this new continuum I'm offering you and the one that you were previously in. Listen. The Son whom God created is as free as God created him. Listen, he was reborn the instant that he chose to die instead of live. That's what we're describing, a continuing rebirth. And will you not forgive him now because he made a little mistake in the past that God doesn't remember and is not there? Now you're shifting back and forth between the past and the present. Sometimes the past seems real, as if it were the present. Voices from the past are heard and then are doubted. You are like to one who still hallucinates but lacks conviction in what he perceives. What is this? It's a borderland between the worlds, the bridge between the past and the present. Here, the shadows of the past remains, but still a present light is dimly recognized. Listen, once it is seen, this light can never be forgotten. It must draw you from the past into the present where you really are. What an amazing idea that you would understand within the concepts of your own mind that a complete alternative to this world, this little place of pain and death, is available to you each instant. In what you call your spiritual path, there's no question that on that path you discover moments of alternative that in a particular sense show you a whole different continuity of time that affords you a shorter relationship of why you're here. the direction of the teaching of this message from my mind to you is to show you that that time is available right now. All right? If time lasted but a moment in your mind and is over and gone, the practice that you must employ within your own mind is that each moment that you feel the pain of the definition of your emotional involvement with the idea that you can suffer loss, you are experiencing nothing but what is already over. Okay? What happens in the subtraction of the idea of the illusion in your own mind? You enter into a bright form within your own mind of an alternative that you have found and are enjoying within the fabric of your memory. It's invaded almost immediately by an old memory of the past that requires that you retain the conflict of your conceptual ego, yourself. Remember that? So the practice that you employ in the observation of the images that appear to be outside of you is nothing but the act of releasing the defense of yourself within your space-time location so that the happiness that you can experience right here and right now is available to you. And that right here and right now is right here and right now. I'm an image within your own association who is offering you this solution. There I am. Let's establish together a moment in time where we allow the penetration of the light of converting energy to come in to our conflicting correspondences. At that moment, we meet perfectly in the singular mind that we are through the creative entirety of God. Just one more little description about what's actually occurring in your mind right here and now. Listen. The shadowy voices do not change the laws of time nor of eternity. They come from what is past and gone and hinder not the true existence of the here and now. Here's our problem. The real world is the second part of the hallucination that time and death are real and have existence that can be perceived. Why? This terrible illusion was denied in but the time it took for God to give his answer to illusion for all time and every circumstance, and then it was over and not to be experienced anymore, very simply because it's already gone. So I'm going to threaten you just for a moment in space-time with eternal life. And that made you very happy. Why? The decision to die that you had made, okay, could be changed in an instant by your decision not to be who you thought you were, very simply because who you think you are is not who you are. The offering of the light of our love for each other, and I'm going to perform it with you right now, is a revision of light in which we share a new continuity of time that's going on right here and right now. Okay, that reformulation is what the conceptual condition actually is. In the idea of time, it's the invention of a God or a power that offers you a continuing solution based on your occupation of decision that you have made that you want to be true. Virtually all humans are what we would term praying animals. It's the idea that there's a solution available to you, not in the context of your thought. So you use the power of time and space, which is actually eternal, to represent your own temporalness. What do you get through those kind of prayers? The realization of your own death. The problem you have with it in the prayer to sustain yourself, okay, you will appear to die. The simple truth of the matter is you can't die. Death, the idea of temporalness, is a decision that you have made that you now connect to the idea of the body. Listen to me about death. This is a lesson in the Course. Swear not to die, you holy Son of God. You made a bargain in conceptual form that you can't keep. The reason that is true is that you are whole and perfect as you were created and are living momentarily in that idea of separation. All of the power of the universe is available to you at this time and place. Okay, here's a 2-minute description of what you, right there, sitting in that body, actually are. Listen. This is from the lesson that you're the Holy Son of God Himself. Look, you who perceive yourself as weak and frail with futile hopes and devastated dreams, born but to die and to weep and to suffer pain, you listen to this. All power is given unto you in earth and heaven. There is nothing that you cannot do. You play the game of death, of being helpless, pitifully tied to disillusion in a world which shows no mercy to you. Are you listening? Yet when you accord it mercy, will its mercy shine on you? I'm back for just a moment because you might as well look at this lesson from Jesus. The lesson says very simply, as he admonished you in the New Testament, that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, and you have literally denied your own identity as a gratification for yourself to suffer from your own pain. What a needless, ridiculous idea that you would actually occupy that body and get old and die. What have you done? In a literal sense, in a real sense, you are utilizing the power of your mind to deny your true identity. Listen. Deny your identity and you won't escape the madness which induced this weird, unnatural, and ghostly thought that mocks creation and God. You deny your identity, what do? You assail the universe alone, without a friend, a tiny particle of dust against the legions of your enemies. Deny your identity and look on evil, sin, and death, and watch despair snatch from your fingers every scrap of hope, leaving you nothing but the wish to die. Yet what is it except a game that you play in which identity can be denied? Why? You are as God created you. All else but this one thing is folly to believe. In this one thought is everything set free. In this one thought are all illusions gone. In this one fact of sinlessness, proclaimed to be forever part of everything, the central core of its existence and its guarantee of immortality, you find your true self. What an idea. That I'm in your own dream now, reminding you that it's time for you to wake up. Okay? You have been located in a spot in the sequentiality of space-time, all right, being demonstrated by the little dark form that you have maintained within the consciousness of your idea of yourself. Okay, listen, you have been called. Okay. You have heard a call in this time and place that was established at the moment that the break in communication occurred. Okay? And in that break in communication is the entirety of the answer to the idea that you are separate. And this is the time and the place. And I am the message and the messenger. There's my message. Here I am. Share with me my message that the correspondence of objectivity that appear to be out there can be shared by us instantly in the converting nature of the idea that the love that we share for each other. Are you listening to me? Now, this from me, from my own certainty. You are whole and perfect as you were created. You cannot get sick, you cannot be lonely, and you cannot die. Say to me, I'm not a body. Yeah, you're not a body. You there, remember the arthritis lesson that I did? Look, you're healed. What are you healed for? No reason. Why? You were already perfect. It was in the moment's denial of your perfection that you suffered the consequences of the idea that you're in time. This is a healing moment. There's another one. There's another one. And each, there's another one. Now, is that a miracle? Certainly. Okay. What did it have to do with the sickness or the disease? Nothing whatsoever. It's an evolved certainty of your exposure to light, okay, which immediately repairs the illusion of the separate objective associations within your own mind. Our light is shining together now, isn't it, in this time and place. Through the auspices of this Course in Miracles, we have changed our minds about what we are. What did it involve? Changing our reason for being here. Your previous reason for being here was to die, to come into a little place in time and to suffer and die. Now, what do you have now? A new purpose. And the bright light of heaven, the angels, see, and most of you know that there's angels surrounding you, helping you with this. Why? You ask for the help, but you've always been a little fearful of the idea of accepting all of the help that God offers. You've decided now, based on the fear that's going on in this continuum of time, you really want the alternative. And the moment that you wanted the alternative, it was completely available to you, because it always has been available. This whole sequence of time was over a very long time ago. We're standing together now at the complete alternative, and we will enter the kingdom together. And in the totality of our love for each other, expressed in the release of the defense of the guilt that we previously experienced, we will enter. I'll be seeing you again. These teachers of God, the message of conversion and the spiritual healing, are all out among us now in this continuum, offering the light of their own revelation. So you remember with me that God goes with us in this space and time, wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we share eternal love in our thinking. Say it with me. God bless us, everyone, and I mean you, and I mean you, right here and right now. You're the one I was looking for, not the other guy. You're the one, okay? I'm in your mind, offering you the solution in time. It has nothing to do with the world whatsoever. The time of your ascension is at hand. This world is over, and you are at home. I'll see you in just a minute. You've got angels all around you there. Look at that. Look at the parameter that you've established in your own light. We can enjoy this together. What a discovery. See that? Is that why you're laughing with me? Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with the world at all. It's self-discovery. And that certainty is what's making you happy. You have escaped and you are at home. I'll see you in